Vincentians are being urged to set small and achievable health goals for the new year. Chief Health Promotions Officer Shanika John, speaking on NBC Radio recently, said that some persons make very drastic decisions to try to stop unhealthy habits, which often lead to relapse.
Some persons are very drastic. I mean, there are people who, as soon as January 1st, or some people are very reflective from the last week in December, and so they tend to do almost like cold turkey. So as the new year starts, where today is still within the first week, there are people who say, well, you know, I'm not going to be drinking any more alcohol. That's it. I'm turning a new page for the new year. And some of the habits that they have been engaging in for years, and sometimes even months, sometimes even if it's just weeks, that they have not really truly learned to identify with it or try to maneuver with it. They might tend to try to make very drastic decisions and cut off. And so that in itself can often lead to what we would call relapse, or persons not being able to sustain the health resolution or the healthy habit that they would want to be able to do. So for this particular instance, we try to be as generous with yourself and be honest with yourself and try to make it as small and as achievable as possible. So even for us in health promotion, there are a lot of things that we would tap into for us to try to understand the target group that we're working with.
John asked the persons to identify what unhealthy habits they want to tackle.
So for this particular instance where people are trying to make all of the changes and all of these different maneuvering into their new habits, we're asking you to be honest with yourself. So first thing we want persons to do is to identify what unhealthy habit do you want to really tackle. I mean, I have friends and colleagues who say, for the new year, I'm going to drink more water. And I would ask them, what does that mean? Does that mean that you are going to get a water bottle? You're going to aim to drink at least 2 liters a day? What do you drink now? And you try to break it down and dissect it in a way that it becomes very achievable, but it's not very general. And it's too wide that you become very overwhelmed, and so you decide you're not going to bother with it anymore.
She said that wanting to get rid of unhealthy habits is a good thing. However, persons might want to make the change without taking all the necessary steps to get them to that point.
The problem comes with is that you have decided that you want to make this change, but you have not taken all of the necessary steps that you would need to take to get you to that point. And so even from us in health, we've realized that change is something that takes time. So there are a lot of models and so forth that we would use from time to time within the Ministry of Health, specifically even within our health promotion domain. And one of those models that I really love is called the trans-theoretical model. And simply put, it's called the stages of change model.
Chief Health Promotions Officer Shanika John. I'm Donnie Collins with today's special report.